Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Melton moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 1-0, Pilots. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Pafletic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Melton reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins is walked intentionally. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Pilots. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 1 in the game. Barry is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bell. Alomar moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Bob Priddy now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Melton reaches second base with a double. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafletic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Priddy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Williams reaches second base with a double. Alomar moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher strikes out. 1 out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Locker. Rollins moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. It's 4-0, Pilots. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-2 in the game. Oiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNairtney moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Bell reaches second base with a double. McNairtney scores. Oiler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Pilots. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 7-0, Pilots. Don Sechrist now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Minter hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Woody Held now playing center field. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Alomar covering, for the out. Euler moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Held reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and has Held trapped. There's the throw to Rollins, who throws to Euler, who tags Held for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 4 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.